An Example of the Believers, May 28. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly, in this present world. There is a great work for us to do if we would inherit eternal life. We are to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and live a life of righteousness. There is no salvation for us except in Jesus, for it is through faith in Him that we receive power to become the sons of God. But it is not merely a passing faith, it is faith that works the works of Christ. Living faith makes itself manifest by exhibiting a spirit of sacrifice and devotion toward the cause of God. Those who possess it stand under the banner of Prince Emmanuel and wage a successful warfare against the powers of darkness. They stand ready to do whatsoever their captain commands. Each one is exhorted to be an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, for we are to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present evil world, representing the character of Christ, and manifesting His Spirit. Those who are connected with Jesus are in union with the Maker and Upholder of all things. They have a power that the world cannot give nor take away. But while great and exalted privileges are given to them, they are not simply to rejoice in their blessings. As stewards of the manifold grace of God, they are to become a blessing to others. They are entrusted with great truth, and unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. There are weighty responsibilities resting upon all who have received the message for this time. They are to exert an influence that will draw others to the light of God's word. We are our brother's keeper. If we are true believers in Jesus, we shall be gathering rays from glory, and we shall shed light on the darkened pathway of those around us. We shall reveal the gracious character of our Redeemer, and many will be drawn by our influence to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.